Government. God gave man dominion, authority over the earth in the garden. This is what Jesus and Paul were talking about in their comments to rulers. God did not personally empower any ruler. It is man that raises up and empowers men. Did God empower Hitler, Stalin, etc.? No. That would make God evil. Which men rule is up to men. In America, Christian men have given their authority in Christ to secular humanist men. That is why we have abortion, homosexuality, entitlement mentality, lawlessness, hatred toward Christians, hatred toward conservatives. God instituted government as a way for man to organize and work together. He does not institute individual governments. That is up to men. We are to obey them that have the rule over us because of the institution of government, not because the particular government was instituted by God. God wants us to live in peace. To do that, we have to come under authority. Until Christ returns, every government will be a government of men, by men. We should not blame God for what men do with the authority He gave men. God's will is done on earth as men choose to do it. He does not force His will on anyone or any nation. If He forced His will, there would be no reason for us to pray that His will be done. Men pray for His will to be done to align themselves with His will so that they, men, can make God's will happen. Think about how it is God's will that no one perish, but it is up to men to receive Jesus as Lord. Only then is His will actually done. This applies to all things in this age of the world. Men must willingly submit in order for God's will to be done. Again, when Jesus returns, He will have authority over earth as a man and as God, and He will rule with a rod of iron. Government produces nothing, earns nothing, and operates by stealing, taxation, and spends more than it steals. It is a necessary evil that must be contained. Randy Lucas. That government is best which governs least. Thomas Paine. Government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. Thomas Paine. When men yield up the privilege of thinking, the last shadow of liberty quits the horizon. Thomas Paine. It is impossible to calculate the moral mischief, if I may so express it, that mental lying has produced in society. When a man has so far corrupted and prostituted the chastity of his mind as to subscribe his professional belief to things he does not believe, he has prepared himself for the commission of every other crime. Thomas Paine. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Thomas Paine. He that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from opposition. For if he violates this duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach himself. Thomas Paine. When dictatorship is a fact, revolution becomes a right. Victor Hugo. The best defense against usurpatory government is an assertive citizenry. William F. Buckley. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters. Daniel Webster. Government is an unnecessary evil. Human beings, when accustomed to taking responsibility for their own behavior, can cooperate on a basis of mutual trust and helpfulness. Fred Woodworth. Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. If human beings are fundamentally good, no government is necessary. If they're fundamentally bad, any government being composed of human beings would be bad also. Fred Woodworth. It is error alone which needs the support of government. Truth can stand by itself. Thomas Jefferson. The danger is not that a particular class is unfit to govern. Every class is unfit to govern. Lord Acton. The genius of our ruling class is that it has kept a majority of the people from ever questioning the inequity of a system where most people drudge along, paying heavy taxes for which they get nothing in return. Gore Vidal. The government's solution to a problem is usually as bad as the problem. Milton Friedman. The oppressed are allowed once every few years to decide which particular representatives of the oppressing class are to represent and repress them. Karl Marx. History does not teach fatalism. There are moments when the will of a handful of free men breaks through determinism and opens up new roads. Charles de Gaulle. Most people want security in this world, not liberty. H.L. Mencken. Men fight for freedom, then they begin to accumulate laws to take it away from themselves. Author unknown. Liberty has never come from the government. Liberty has always come from the subjects of it. The history of liberty is a history of resistance. Woodrow Wilson. We must be free not because we claim freedom, but because we practice it. William Faulkner. They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Benjamin Franklin. I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. James Madison. The contest for ages has been to rescue liberty from the grasp of executive power. Daniel Webster. The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding. Louis D. Brandeis. It is time we turn government back into serious business rather than a playground for worthless people to become wealthy and powerful at the expense of the people with no accountability. Any government, local, state, county, or federal, which governs its people into financial ruin should be audited. The audit would identify the people responsible for failed policies. Those people should have all their assets garnered and used to reduce the financial liabilities of the government they served. If such a law were implemented, there would be no need for term limits. Only people who love the country would serve, and American politics would get a taste of reality. Government takes on the character of those who serve in government. By having career government people, we encourage the government to have its focus, the growth of government, to provide higher wages, more fringes, and greater power for its employees.